The Amazing Race Australia this year is just that, the Amazing Race in Australia. How different will the 2021 race be? Let's find out with host Bo Ryan. Good morning, Bo.
Hey, good morning. Firstly, before we start, I just want to say congratulations for the on-air wedding. Filthy, I couldn't be there.
Oh, Bo.
Yeah. For you guys. But you know what? It's big. When you start anything, a relationship with, obviously, your partner, which is, as we all know, is like a roller coaster.
Ooh, yeah.
Not for me. We're always fantastic because I'm away a lot, so my wife's happy. But you guys, working relationships, I'll talk to you now this year when I do another race at the end of the year next year, and we'll just see how this unfolds. All right?
Very good.
Yeah.
Did you bring us a wedding gift? Is anything in the mail?
I did, but I've sent you, I've sent you an Esky, because everyone needs an Esky, especially where you are. We've got Tim Tams in it, a ginger beer with my face on it so you can drink me. there's a joke there. And also Lamingtons, a lot of Aussie stuff in there. And we did spend a lot of time down in the top end. Obviously tonight we're up in the tropics, the Daintree. We have a welcome to country with the traditional owners of the land, which is a pinch me moment.
Awesome.
But then we head down. We are in Adelaide, and we're down in the bottom part of the country a lot. Obviously we hit Tassie, but I've played a lot of footy down there. We've played one-off games there. I played schoolboys down there, but I haven't been around a lot, if I'm going to be honest. But our episodes in Adelaide, especially around the city, they call it the half-hour city that you can get around in half an hour. That is not true.
Let's talk about Coober Pedy. Went there last year and was shocked that it's Coober Pedy and not Coober Pedy. I feel like we've all spent our whole lives saying it wrong.
Yeah, the thing I love about Coober Pedy, we've got the train there, the GAN, the mighty GAN, from the top of the country in Darwin to Alice Springs, Uluru and that, and ended up in Coober Pedy in Adelaide. But Coober Pedy, the first impression is Coober Pedy, right? They tell me everyone lives underground, it's great. And I met a couple of people there that are from the Shire in Cronulla where I live that have just been there since the 70s. So I felt like it was a town where people were on the run and they've just stayed in Coober Pedy. But when I got there, they've got the big, you know, the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, it's like that, hey.
I loved it. The only thing was the wind was at 11,000 knots. So, all, as you guys know, awesome to tape audio and visuals in that sort of wind. But time has stood still there, and we got some challenges there underground. We played golf above ground with no grass. We shot opal mining. They had to paint the sign in Amazing Race colours, and it was one of my favourite episodes. And that is coming up in a couple of weeks. But our first few, like I said, are in the tropics, but I had so much fun when we got to South Australia.
I feel like I could have been on an episode of The Amazing Race from what happened to me in Coober Pedy. We were in a broken down van near the breakaways. I don't know if you went to check that out at all while you guys were there, but we got fully stranded with no food, no water. It was like 45 degrees.
Sounds a bit dangerous.
That's real life Amazing Race right there.
Yeah, and how did you get out of it? What was your problem solving? How did you work together?
Well, what we did was basically bunny hop the van back with water that we got from randoms on the side of the road. So we would like flag someone down, ask them if they had water, cool down the engine, drive for another 10 minutes, and then, yeah, it was wild.
And then when you got to the end of the day, was Bo Ryan there to hug you and welcome in at the end of the leg?
I wish he was.
hey, Bo, I mean, it's so interesting, this kind of COVID-affected season, because last year, one thing that you loved doing was at the end of each leg, just getting the contestants in for a big old embrace. Are you able to do that this year? Are you in a bubble? Can you hug the contestants?
I'm going to be honest with you. We're in a bubble, so we quarantined at the start. So once we're proven to have no COVID, which after we, I don't know if you guys have been tested, maybe not.
Yeah, we've had a few.
More times than I can recount. Upwards of 50. There you go.
Hell.
Upwards of 50. So once we're proven to be COVID-free, it was very strange. You're going to have to see tonight. It's I like a physical embrace, whether it's just a knuckles or a high five or a cuddle or even with a couple of my mates, a couple of the boys, a little bit of bum tap, you know what I'm saying? Just a little stuff, how you going? Like, how are you? Good morning. Good afternoon. But we started with, and it was the, I can't remember exactly if it was an elbow or a fist, but that's just weird, man. That the elbow, you can't look more weird.
No. Yeah, it's
you can't
uncomfortable.
Look strange. It's uncomfortable. It's just not right. So by the end of the app, we're basically in a mosh pit and I'm piggybacking people. So rules went out the window, but That's a good thing about the show, man. Channel 10 threw me the keys and said, do what you want, and if I like hugging, I'm going to do hugging.
We are going to see the highlights of our fantastic country on the big screen tonight. Channel 10, 7:30, the new season of The Amazing Race. Don't miss it. It's host Bo Ryan. Thank you so much for your time, mate. We'll wait for that wedding present in the mail.
As always, and good luck with it. And the first 6 months is the honeymoon period, so I look forward to the divorce at the end of the year.